Blog Talk Radio.
I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Yah. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and I cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Yah, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that folly out the mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Yah, and all thy commandments are true. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is the word of the Most High Yah. Psalm 119, section Kof of Psalm 119. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth forever and forever and ever. Shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every day. Every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. You know the rest of the script? Yes, and certainly, it certainly does, and it most certainly does give me a pleasure. Hallelujah. A pleasure and a privilege, to come your way in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. My brothers, my sisters, hallelujah. For the present time, court is not back in session. We will resume very soon. Yes, of course, for those of y'all who have been listening from time to time, you know we have the New Testament and its main player, JSUS, on trial because they are guilty of a multiplicity of crimes against the Most High and against His people, hallelujah, and against His word, against His testimonies, against everything that the Most High Yah stands for, and that is righteousness. Righteousness. Look at the word. Look at the root word there. Right. Doing what's right. Who sets the standard for what is determined to be right? It is the Most High Yah Himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you go by man's standards of what is righteousness, that's wrongfulness. Okay? Because why? The sons of men are always what? They are prone to do what is wicked. They are prone to do the evil thing. Because I'm telling you, my brother, brothers, sisters, that's why the Bible lets us know. The word of Yah lets us know to abstain from this flesh, man. This flesh will get you in a world of trouble. Believe you me. I've had enough of the temptations of the flesh. I'm speaking from my own personal experience to know how dangerous it is to be tempted by this flesh. Hallelujah. We thank Yah for it, but Yah gives us many pointers on how to abstain from the things that will be hurtful and harmful to us concerning this flesh. Hallelujah. Cursed is a man, hallelujah, who trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. Flesh is a very, very, very poor armament because you can tear flesh to pieces with anything. You know what I mean? You can take a sword and you can cut flesh to pieces. If that's your armament, if you arm yourself with flesh, just like these so-called municipalities, these localized government structures, okay, who arm themselves with police departments, I don't care about that bulletproof vest. You know, come a real attack and you will see just how much fortification and protection that you have in flesh. I mean, hey, man, that's just a small, small part of it. By the way, that's Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You're cursed if you believe, if you trust in man, and if you make flesh your arm, because that is the word of the Most High Yah. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, we got to jump back on these, Christian black codes. These are little things that's been floating around in the background for quite some time that we have not been aware of, but in this day and time, in this dispensation of time, you have everything coming out into the open, as the prophet Daniel foretold, that in this dispensation of time, what would happen? people would be running to and fro as knowledge, knowledge. Look at the root word in knowledge, know, to be in the know. They're going to increase their what? Their understanding, their comprehension. They're going to be in the know. They are going to come out of ignorance, in other words, because ignorance is what? The opposite of knowledge. Ignorance sounds like a very terrible word. When you're ignorant of something, you just simply lack what? Knowledge of that thing that you are ignorant of. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. So tonight, we're going to let the brother take us a little deeper into the what? Into the Christian black code, okay? All these little bitty things has been affecting us all the time. The reason why you have the European names. For those of y'all who did not listen to the first two segments of this, go back and listen, because we got some very, very good juicy stuff for you on these Christian black codes. And it's definitely something that you, me, and us as a people need to know. Hallelujah. Without further delay, hallelujah, let's go ahead and get into this, because I'm not going to play it all the way out. You know how I do. You all know, my listeners, you all know how I do. Now, it may be a time from time to time I may break in and might want to elaborate on some of the things that you are hearing, okay? But you know it's all good, because why? This is what the Knowledge Suite is all about. We are here to do what? To bring these little things into the open. Shalom, shalom, shalom. We will return momentarily. And I just encourage you to just hold tight, because we will be back momentarily, but we're going to go back into these Christian black codes. I am Yeremiah Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, on Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of that. There's nothing positive about the word black. When you are telling the world that you are black, you are telling them that you are evil, wicked people. So when you do that, and then you got these other colonizers here who has a media base, a media machine behind them, and he exhibits and displays you like that on his media base, you're fitting right in. You're fitting right in, period. These people across the world know who you are. They know you have a flag and a constitution and an ancestral estate and a national domicile. They know you have all of that. They know you have customs and laws. They know that, okay? And there's no way that you can be attached to anything that's disdainful if you are representing yourselves to be who you are, which is what your foremothers and forefathers were. Okay, and just African was not that. Okay, you just can't have the African continent, y'all. I'm serious. You just can't have the African continent and not have a country that you represent, which is where the nation is at. You know, like me today, me and my daughter walking down the street, I'm like, what country do you domicile in? She's like, Ohio. Exactly, the Republic. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people do not comprehend that. And that's how dumbed down that they have us down. They don't. A lot of us don't comprehend that the state that we domicile in is a country. It's a republic. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't comprehend that. You know what I mean? They hear state and country like a state is a country? Like, yes. California, the republic, is a country. Texas, the republic, is a country. Ohio, the republic, is a country. New York, the republic, is a country. Alabama, the republic, is a country. New Mexico, the republic, is a country. Yes, indeed. Don't they have a flag? Don't they have a constitution of their own? Don't they have laws of their own? Isn't the law in Ohio somewhat different from the law in Michigan? Ain't the law in Michigan somewhat different from the law in Indiana? You see? All right. So let me go on before I get too far off, y'all. Forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons. So we got that. Okay, so Article 13. Forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble. Now check this out. Because you see this, every time we get together, they make a mountain out of a mole's heel with lava coming out the top. Watch this. This is crazy. This is Christian Black Codes. It says, forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds. Okay, and those different masters, just so y'all know, Jones, Johnson, William Smith, Riley, Simmons, Hammerstein, Obertroff, whatever European so-called white people you name it, those are the different masters. And when we're gathered together, that's what it's talking about. When we're gathered together as black people, let's start this again. Forbid slaves, that slaves is code for so-called minorities, black people, Negro, colored, African-American, forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings. Didn't Sean Bell get shot at his wedding? Ain't that what happened? Look at that. Forbid slaves to gather. And what happened? Did any police go down when Sean Bell got killed with them 50 shots? No. Why? These Christian black codes right here, that's why. Because they were enforcing the Christian black codes, that's why. And those black people, those so-called black people, was in violation of Article 13 of the black code, 13. And don't you know it's a number for death and rebirth? He was in violation. Sean Bell and his whole crew, they was in violation of Article 13 because they were slaves and they were gathered for under the pretext of a wedding. Let's start that over. And forbids slaves, i.e. minorities, belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings or other causes, either at one of their masters or elsewhere, and still less on the highways or secluded places under penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip and the fleur de lis. I know what the fleur de lis is, but I don't know what torture tool that is. I'm going to have to look that up. And in the case of repetition of the offense and other aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. It also commands all subjects of the king, whether officers or not, to seize or arrest the offenders and conduct them to prison, although there be no judgment against them. Ooh, Black Lives Matter. And all them brothers and sisters that was at the Donald Trump rallies, what was they doing? They were aggravating those people. Ooh, and some of them went to jail without even being guilty of a crime, just being there, just talking, just allegedly exercising their First Amendment right. What's good with you, Brandon? Allegedly exercising the First Amendment right, but what happened to them? They still went to jail. What happened down in Ferguson when the people was gathering? When they were lying on the media and there were actually peaceful gatherings going on, people were still going to jail without any crimes being committed. Say it right here, Christian black hoes. Y'all say we done came somewhere, really? Really? Still got the slave master's name, still Jones, Johnson, William Smith, Riley, Hammerstein, Skobatov, Paolo Kowalski, Strimmel, Simon, and Wimanowitz. All these little funny names, you know that ain't you. Can y'all be serious? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me read that again. Article 13 forbids slaves. You know what? It's so crazy, too, because even in California, right, they have a law against so-called gangs gathering. So even if gangs, so-called gangs, I don't call them gangs because they're actually organizations that were put together for certain purposes, and due to infiltration, they went in a total different direction. But certain organizations that some of you know as gangs, Bloods, Crips, they're not even out to gather in a peaceful gathering with something, a right that is supposed to be guaranteed by the Constitution. But see, it's not guaranteed to black people. That's the whole thing. Okay, but their peaceful gatherings, let's say if they're having a truce cookout, Bloods and Crips cookout, and it's a truce. In California, in the state of California, the corporation, not the republic, not the California State Republic, but in the state of California, they have codes to where it's illegal for them to even do that, so they can be arrested on site. That's Christian black codes right there. See, they can tell you that they've done away with these Christian black codes, but what they've done is they've just changed the name of them, rearranged them, renumbered them, recodified them, and placed them in different places, but they're still in action. Exactly, but you can have a Klan rally. Exactly. Exactly. Who are what? Known terrorists on the public record. At least we know about the four little girls just there. At least that chapter of the Klan, at least we know about that. So you are correct, but they can gather and get police protection. Indeed. So these are the Christian black codes. I'm going to read them again, Article 13, because you see this. Even when so-called blacks are gathered, even when it's not even gang members, they might be gathered at the mall talking or gathered on a corner somewhere talking, which is not even unlawful or illegal unless It's a violation of the Christian black codes, and you're subject to those codes. Article 13, forbids slaves belonging to different masters, whether those masters be Jones, Johnson, Williams, Smith, O'Reilly, Hammerstein, Shimon-Nemanowitz, whatever, okay, forbids slaves belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings or other causes. That covers every damn thing. Either at one of their masters or elsewhere. That covers every damn where. And still less on the highways or secluded places. Okay, you can't even travel in caravans on the road. I just seen a family get pulled over on a at a funeral procession online. Got pulled over on a funeral procession, put the whole procession over. Christian black codes or secluded places. It says under penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip and the fleur de lis, and in case of repetition of the offense and other aggravating circumstances, which can, it can be anything, my life felt threatened, capital punishment may be applied, okay? It's telling you, capital punishment, that's murder, that's death, that's telling you, okay? Listen, because they cover it, they're general in it. They cover the whole thing, that way there's no wiggle room. Oh, he had his hands up. I still felt threatened. Don't mean nothing. Listen, I'm going to start this over again. Forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings or other causes, either at one of their masters or elsewhere, and still less on the highways. Didn't they just kill that brother Crusher on the highway? Or secluded places. Under penalty of corporal punishment, which shall, that's public. Corporal is public punishment at that. That's public. Didn't they kill that man in the public? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all thought I was playing. Y'all think I'll be playing with these Facebook statuses. Y'all think I'll be playing. Y'all be playing. Okay. Corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip in the fleur de lis. Today's whip is the pistol. And in case of repetition of the offense and other aggravating circumstances, I felt threatened, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. That means that since capital punishment is being applied out in the public on the streets, that the discretion of the judges has already been given. I said this years ago. It's already been an order from the top to kill these niggas. That's why when they asked the police officer, because there was a brother who went to the scene and was shooting live on Facebook, he asked, well, what is the procedure for this? She's like, I don't know the procedure. There's no procedure. There's no procedure? Yeah, it is. It's that Christian black code procedure. They're just not going to tell y'all. They're not going to tell y'all. See, y'all think he's just on Facebook. He just hates his people. He just hates black people. Just hates his own people. Okay. Codes. They got codes for that ass all day. Christian black codes all damn day. Okay, I just said it. Capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. It also commands all subjects of the king, whether officers or not, to seize and arrest the offenders and conduct them to prison, although there be no judgment against them. So there has already been an order given out. There has already been an order given out from high to kill y'all. Right? And it says right here, whether by officers or not, look, it also commands all the subjects of the king, whether officers or not. Okay? That means that the public, the citizens can shoot you down. Now, let me do this. I have to take it back to Noble Drew Ali. See, y'all be thinking this stuff is all about religion. No.
My prayer is that you all are absorbing this. I'm going to play some more before we get out of here. But the black Christian codes, or the Christian black codes, hallelujah, Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my El. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered, hallelujah, against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Yahweh. They run and prepare themselves without fault. Awake to help me. Notice that, awake What is Dawid beckoning the Creator to do? What does he mean by awake? He's not asleep. He's just saying, you know, turn your eyes back toward us. Turn your favor back on us. That's what he means. He's not saying, wake up out of your sleep. Come on, y'all, wake, wake, wake. Because why? He that keepeth watch over Israel neither slumbereth now, nor sleep. And behold, Thou therefore, O Yahweh Sabaoth, that means of hosts, of armies, the Elohim of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah, yes. Deal with the ones who have set up these Christian black codes and all of this wicked stuff around us, the ones who oppress us, the ones who kill us, the ones who lie to us, the ones who murder us. Hallelujah. They run at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Hallelujah. Behold, they belch out with their word, with their mouth. Where swords are in their lips, for who, say they, doth hear? I'll tell you that. I answer that. Yah hears. He's Yashma. Yashma. Hebrew word that means hear. Hallelujah. But thou, O Yahweh, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. What does that mean? In confusion, in total chaos. Hallelujah. They're not going to know their heads from their toe. Hallelujah. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For Elohim is my defense. Because of his strength. Because of what? All the weapons they have around us. All of their incarceration facilities. All of their prisons. All of their guns. Hallelujah. All of their police forces, all of the things that they have in place against us. Hallelujah. In other words, there's no strength. There's no power in our hands to do anything. Because why? We cannot do anything without the Most High Yah. The Elohim of my mercy shall prevent me. Elohim shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Now, prevent don't mean stop in this case, okay? It just simply means, another way, it's an old English word for help. In other words, shall defend me and shall bring me out of all my troubles. Slay them not, lest thy people forget. In other words, punish them, but don't kill them, see. Yeah, let them stay around. Slay them not, lest thy people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Yah, our shield. Look at that. Hallelujah. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Now notice now, this psalm is really, Dawid was really writing this, believe it or not. He wasn't writing this psalm against the Amorites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Philistines, and all the enemy nations of Israel. Dawid was some of his own people, his familiar friends. Okay? We can even take this psalm and relate to those who have pretended to be our familiar friends, okay? Yeah, them other folks that oppress you, kill you, lynch you. But Dawid was talking about these low-down, dirty Israelites who always plotted against us. Man, we've been a bad people. We've been a terrible people and still are. But guess what? The Most High Yah has the remedy for all of that. Because why? The remnant of Israel shall do no evil. They shall not speak harm and danger and wickedness against each other. We shall live. We, the remnant of Israel, shall live in total and perfect peace. Forever and forever. How long is forever? Like a good sister friend of mine, Asa Aya, answered that question. How long is forever? She said, forever long. Hallelujah. So, Naya, I found the sister who finally answered that question that I put out there. And when you look at it, it means the same thing, but it is a very wise way to answer. So we want to thank you, Toto Roba, our host, Asaiah. We appreciate you coming on board, being a listener here in the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that Elohim ruleth in Yaakov unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening, let them return and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. See, Dawid wants these are hard-headed, rebellious, wicked Israelites, our people, to really, really, really get what they were putting out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. I can definitely, hallelujah. I can definitely attest to the singing, Barbara, because this is what I am. I'm a songwriter, but I have, you know, put it upon myself to write these songs of praise unto the Most High Yahweh, to follow Dawid's lead, because this man was an expert musician as well. Hallelujah. Yours truly is a musician. Hallelujah. I play more than one instrument. I put songs together. When you hear music that I compose, hallelujah. And it's, I'm not saying, me. It's not all about that. It's about me praising the Most High Yahweh. And it's also about me giving him all the praise, all the honor, all the baruch. Hallelujah. All the honor, all the glory, all the praise for doing what he has done for this brother here. And he continues to do for me. So I praise the Most High Yahweh henceforth forever and forever. How long is forever? How long is forever? Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For Elohim is my defense and the Elohim of my mercy. Hallelujah. Let's step back here now into just a little bit more of this brother bringing us these Christian black codes. I am Urim Yah, Ben Yisrael, and you are in the knowledge. We're going to play probably about another minute or so of this, and we're going to go ahead and close on out of here. Hallelujah.
Officer or not, let's see. Let me see if I got this book down here. This is my study area. I should have it. Yeah, I do. Woo-hoo. And shouts out to Tosh Sharik Bey, everybody at rvbeypublications.com. If y'all are looking for any information to study on this stuff, you need to go to rvbeypublications.com. That's R as in run, V as in victory, Bay, that's B as in boy, E as in eat, Y as in yes, publications.com. They'll get you right. No, we got to cross-reference some stuff here. Yes, we do. So I'm about to bring out some of that Noble Drew Ali for y'all real quick, which y'all never hear about him mysteriously. You've never heard about him, but that's because he wasn't a black man, so you won't hear about him during Black History Month. Okay, now check this out. We're going to go back to here. It says, we're going to start it over. It says, forbid slaves, i.e. minorities, so-called black people, so-called Hispanic Latinos, because they're killing them too, which that's just not getting any coverage. You best believe they're killing the so-called Hispanic Latino brothers and sisters. You best believe that that's going on a mass amount all day right now. It's just not getting any coverage, but it's going on. It most definitely is. Okay, it says, Article 13, forbid slaves belonging to different masters, i.e. Jones, Johnson, William Smith, I got to add on the so-called Hispanic Latino brothers, Martinez, Sanchez, Perez, De Jesus, okay, belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings or other causes, either at one or their master or elsewhere, and steal less on the highways or seclude places under the penalty of corporal punishment, that's public punishment, which shall not be less than the pistol, the whip, and the floor of the lease, and in case of repetition of the offense in other aggravated circumstances, which can be any damn thing, capital punishment may be applied. That's murder in the public. At the discretion of the judges, it also commands all subjects of the king, whether officers or not, those who are not officers are regular so-called citizens, to seize and to arrest the offenders and conduct to prison, although there be no judgment against them. Extend it a little further, except now citizens can kill you. What about Trayvon Martin? What about he violate? He had no violation of crime. But guess what? He was black. Now check this out. This is Prophet Noble Drew Ali.
We're going to continue in another time, my beloved brothers and sisters, in these, what, Christian black codes. things that's been going on all around you without you even knowing. We have really enjoyed this time and have had a very high privilege and pleasure to have brought you this information here in the Knowledge Suite. We're going to be bringing more. So stay with us in the Knowledge Suite, my beloved brothers and sisters. We'll see you again this coming what? W day, if it be Yah's will. But stay with us as we continue to go in the cracks and crevices and to help bring forth and bring out things that have been hidden from you and I for ages. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and we bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.